Game of the Year awards were fucking last night, and in true fashion, as possibly one of the best gaming podcasts in the UK, we're here primed and ready for information on all of that straight off the bat.
Finger on the pulse.
Finger on the pulse.
That's what we've got.
Toast has popped up. We're already there with the fucking butter.
We've already got toast before the bread's gone in.
It's right there. So we're decent. I won't lie. I didn't watch the stream. I know you didn't watch the stream either. We're adult men where we have to get up earlier than most to go to... Well, no, I do. You're a bit different. But either way, we ain't got the fucking capacity. What time did it start? Like midnight or some shit? It was still streaming when I was up. So I knew it weren't fucking... I weren't going to get a recap properly. But there's... there's a lot of shit. I think 2024 has been a rather shit year for gaming, in a sense of not nearly as much as previous years has come into the fray. And I feel like that's because it's all been leading into 2025. Because some of the shit that's coming out supposedly next year is quite top tier. So I'm excited for it. Thoughts?
Yes.
You're just waiting for me to fill some space.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. No, I think this year's been all right. We've had Shadow of the Erd Tree. We've had Black Myth Wukong. We have Dragon's Dogma, I think, early on.
I feel like I need to play Astrobots, right? If you're not aware, spoilers, Astrobot won Game of the Year, right? I'll openly admit it. I don't think that's right, okay? But I haven't played the game. Now, I voted for Shadow of the Erd Tree, controversially, as a DLC. I was half and half between that and Black Myth Wukong. Now, I can get over Astrobots winning Game of the Year, fair enough, because it is a good game. Otherwise, it wouldn't win Game of the Year. What I can't understand is how it won Best Action/Adventure.
Did it?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
How does that work? You explain to me how that one works, which is why I must be missing something, so therefore I need to play it, because I can't understand why, against the games that it was against, why it's done so unbelievably well, especially as a PlayStation exclusive. I just want to work it out.
Yeah, I just
please.
Think it's a platformer where you can go around and collect characters from the PlayStation life, you know? But I don't really see... Yeah, is that where they get the adventure part? Because to me, it just looks like a platformer.
I don't fucking...
If it's anything like the original Astrobot, it's just literally a platformer. I mean, the trouble is, I think it's still got that gimmicky tag to it, which is why it's quite a shock that it's winning Game of the Year. Because it was initially like a given to you gift with the PlayStation.
Yeah, free, or you download it, because it's their flagship almost, isn't it? In that it replaced Little Big Planet.
It was more of like a hardware demo game, if
you
know what I mean.
Yeah, it was the game to show off the any new features that were in, like when you first get your PS5 and you play Astrobots for it to show off the controller and the haptic feedback and things like that. And then, obviously, a while ago, they went down the route of turning it into a fully fledged standalone game that obviously does very, very well. Again, difficult to really shit on it because, number one, it probably doesn't deserve it, and number two, neither of us have fucking played it. So it's very hard to say why the fuck did it beat.
I would have bought it because the kids love playing Astrobot. Like, that's one of the most played games that they play on the PlayStation, but I can't justify spending 50, 60 quid on it because it's not two-player. If it was two-player, it'd be fine, but because they can't play together, they take it in turns, and kids don't like taking turns.
Nope.
So, you know what I mean? I can't. But when it comes down in price, I'll definitely get it for the kids. But yeah, it's always been like the original one. It was good fun. I mean, it originally came from the VR, didn't it?
It was a big
VR game. Everyone went wild for it. And then, it's obviously transitioned into a tech demo and that was really good as a platformer. So it's got all like the right platforming fun and the movement and stuff like that. And if they've enhanced that, when it came out, it was being compared to Super Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's reaching them sort of levels, then I can understand it. But it's, I guess it's hard to shake that tag of hardware.
Well, we've got Game of the Year, Astrobot, yeah, and that beat out Bellatro, Black Myth Wukong, Shadow of the Erdtree, Final Fantasy Rebirth, and Metaphor ReFantasia.
Great game.
And then you've got Best Game Direction, Astrobot won that, which was up against Bellatro, Black Myth, Shadow of the Erdtree, Rebirth, and then Metaphor.
They're just all going to be up against each other, aren't they?
Which I don't know how. Best Game Direction, Black Myth Wukong, surely. Shadow of the Erdtree, surely. You've played fucking Metaphor. Did you like Metaphor?
I'm still playing it. I love
still
it.
Playing it.
It's fantastic.
Best Narrative, Metaphor has won that. Best Art Direction, Metaphor. Best Score and Music, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Best Audio Design, Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2. Fair play. Best Performance, Melina Jurgens?
Yeah, from Hellblade.
Yep. Innovation in Accessibility, Prince of Persia. Never played it. Game for Impact, Neva. Again, haven't played it. Best Ongoing Game. Of Destiny 2, Diablo 4, Final Fantasy 14, Fortnite, and Helldivers 2. Which one do you think got it?
Helldivers.
Helldivers 2.
Only because I know.
Yeah, Helldivers 2. Helldivers 2 was good. I wouldn't say it's the best ongoing game, though. Because it did die somewhat of a death, yeah, or was very
itself.
Close.
It killed itself, didn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's the best ongoing. It went fucking stale when you got nothing for a very long time.
But they have now.
They have now, yeah. But also, that you've got the stain of the fact that the developers, when the player base was just about fucking winning the war, they just cranked up the difficulty and made it impossible to win, and then just fucking turned the scales completely back to the automatons. So I feel like that kind of you're forcing the longevity of the game at that point and sort of spitting in the faces of your community. And obviously that's why a lot of people gave up. Obviously then you got the PlayStation sign-in thingy-majig that everyone was kicking off about.
The big one that everyone went mad about was when they nerfed loads of stuff, wasn't it?
They started nerfing in-game weapons and shit like that.
People didn't like that.
Like, why are you fucking nerfing that? It's supposed to be why are you nerfing that? This ain't COD. You know what I mean? Like there's not a meta. Well, the word metas, but just let people have fun, man. It's just a fucking co-op game. Fuck me. Best community support, Baldur's Gate 3.
Woo!
Best independent game, Bellatro. It's decent. Bellatro's decent.
We'll talk about it.
I've been playing that. Best debut indie game, Bellatro. Best mobile game, Bellatro. Best VR/AR, we don't care about. Best action game is Best Action Game, Black Myth Wukong. Best action/adventure is Astrobots. Best RPG, Metaphor. Best Fighting Game, Tekken 8. Best Family Game, Astrobot. Best Sim/Strategy Game, Frostpunk 2. Best Sports is EA Sports FC 25. Best Multiplayer, Helldivers 2. Best Multiplayer, Helldivers 2.
That's shocking.
Kind of agree.
It's shocking, though.
That was up against Black Ops 6, Super Mario Party Jamboree, Tekken 8, and then Warhammer.
Warhammer what?
Space Marine 2.
Yeah, fantastic game, like. It's just 4v4, though, isn't it?
Best adaptation, Fallout.
What, the series?
Yeah. That was Arcane.
Yeah, that was sick.
Arcane, Fallout, Knuckles, Like a Dragon, Yakuza, and then Tomb Raider were the ones that was up there. Obviously, most anticipated game, Grand Theft Auto 6. Why did we see nothing of Grand Theft Auto 6? You know the amount of memes and shit that I'm seeing? Where there was one, what was the fucking name of that horror movie? Basically, where there was like two people sitting there, and one of them was Activision, and then the other one was like Ubisoft or some shit like that. And then it pans to them looking down the corridor, and there's like this evil demon there, and it's just Rockstar's fucking logo sat there. Because they're coming, man. Whatever they're fucking bringing, that's going to be... Oh, but I'm disappointed that... didn't really see anything from them.
But the thing is, they don't need that shit, bro. They can blow up the internet whenever they feel like it. They can just drop it on a random Thursday and everyone loses their heads. These games, they need like they're big enough in their own rights, mm-hmm. but to get the eyes, they need the Game Awards to draw everyone in. Rockstar just go bang, and everyone's like, "What the fuck?"
Rockstar could release a second trailer at fucking 3 a.m. on a Thursday with no prior warning whatsoever, and you can guarantee that shit will be blown up by 4 a.m. or instantly within 5 minutes. It'll be fucking bang. And then every cunt's got a fucking article about it that you have to subscribe to read it.
Can you imagine what the world would be like if just like on a Tuesday night you got home and they just shadow dropped it? GTA 6 was just sitting there.
Because you know it'd be successful and all.
Oh, fuck
if you were Rockstar, you could go through all the aggro of paying millions and millions of pounds to advertise it and to get it out there and blah, blah, blah. But you know full well that you could just go, there you go. Have it. See you later.
It's just on there. And, and the shock of it and the people talking about it would do its own marketing.
And then you just need one Twitter post from Rockstar just saying, we released it.
Yeah, it's there.
Full stop.
It's done.
Job done.
That'd be madness. Man.
I'd love that, man. Yeah. I would absolutely love that.
I remember when Eminem Shadow dropped an album, bro, and I woke up one morning, it's come up on Spotify, a new album from Eminem. It was like, what? I lost my mind, bro. Because it's the excitement, the unknown, the unexpected. Bro.
Apex Legends was a good one for just fucking shadow dropping, just out of nowhere. Boom, here's your game.
Yeah, it's a good marketing thing, man. It is.
Yeah. It works and it's cheap.
It's
very
free.
Cheap.
It's free.
It's free. Have that. There
it's
you go.
It's probably the best marketing to just drop it and then everyone just goes mental.
Yeah.
Imagine how many people didn't go into work Wednesday morning.
I know, man. I remember when Apex Legends came out and I remember complaining. Because I was like, fucking hell, really? Another Battle Royale? This isn't what we wanted. We wanted fucking Titanfall. And little did we know that that game would consume you for the next 2-3 years.
Yeah, Apex 6.
That shit just took over. It was fucking decent. Back to the Game Awards. I mean, I know you ain't fucking that bothered by it, but Outer Worlds 2, I'm excited for it. I think that looks good. And I like the fact that they took the piss out of themselves in the trailer by saying that it's taken 3 times as long as it should have, and they've in Outer Worlds 2, they've implemented the things that should have been in the first game but weren't, and shit like that. I find that sort of stuff where it's like you're taking the piss out of yourself because you know that this is the case.
And that's general gaming jargon, isn't it?
Yeah, and they were like from the people that brought you. I think it was it Fallout 3.
New Vegas.
Fallout 3. I think they called it like Fallout 3 2 New Vegas or some shit like that. It's just funny, man. It just looks cool. It looks decent. I'll definitely be playing that whenever it comes out. And then that Berserker game?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
I've seen it before, but I haven't seen this.
I can't remember what exactly it was fucking called, though, which is terrible because we're a gaming podcast.
If they didn't release it, all this shit at fucking in the middle of the night, maybe we'd be a bit more. Fuck the English, I guess.
With like an 8-hour stream to fucking recap through it. Oh God, really?
Yeah, I cherry picked the ones I was most interested in, obviously.
Yeah, go on.
Well, obviously, The Witcher.
Mm-hmm.
As you know me, and
how long's that been since since fucking.
I remember I was still living at home, man, when I was playing Witcher 3, so probably about 2013, 2014.
The Witcher 3 came out 18th of May 2015.
So 10 years next year.
And also, thank God, The Last of Us Part 2 remaster is going to PC. Thank fuck for that.
The funny thing is with The Witcher, though, is that that Witcher still won't come out for another 6-7 years. You know that.
What, Witcher 4?
Mm-hmm.
You don't reckon?
No, I know it's not. They even announced the other day that it's gone into full production. Like, it's just started.
Oh, was that not a fucking...
No, that's...
2025?
No, that's just like, by the way,
We're making it.
They said literally last week, Witcher 4, and they didn't call it that, but The Witcher now is in full production. So they've gone past planning stage and all that shit. So now it's in full production. You got to remember, Cyberpunk got announced like 7-8 years before it came out, and they had that trailer.
Yeah.
So this is a long, long, long.
And
time
they did the same with Rainbow Six Siege. I remember that, or more recently, not gaming related, but Warhammer with Henry Cavill, where they announced the other day that they've had the talks and now they're going to start producing it. And you're like, oh, fucking hell, you clickbaited me because I thought we were going to get fucking something. I mean, that's still decent, but you dirty cunts. You know what you're fucking doing when you say that shit.
Yeah, so now it's just like, can I stay alive long enough for the next Witcher? This is just what happens, isn't it?
Just can like, I make it?
Can I make another 6-7 years? Who knows?
Well, it's like, I don't think, we shouldn't expect a Witcher 4 release date before 2025. I'm adamant that GTA 6 isn't going to release next year.
I think it will, but I understand your pessimism.
But if it is going to release, and it's going to be in the last quarter,
100%.
I can't see it. It'll be like fucking September time.
Exactly
when it comes
say.
Out.
September 10th. I was going to say.
Yeah, and then it will just absolutely decimate, and then we'll all spend that Christmas playing GTA.
Spend the rest of our lives playing GTA.
Oh,
probably.
God, it's going to be fucking.
It's going to be mental,
right? I haven't watched that trailer for it's been over a year now since that trailer.
I know it went
over
so,
a year
went so
Prince.
Fast. I remember sitting on this very seat talking about it,
yeah,
and it's like, oh,
doing a little deep dive with the alligator and fucking, oh my god, man,
we were saying, oh, I bet they don't do another trailer till fucking the middle of the year.
It's been a year
still ain't seen nothing,
no sniff of anything. I wouldn't be surprised if in the next couple of weeks you get a random fucking trailer.
That's just how powerful they are, man. They can do what they like and it'll shock the world. They are their own platform.
Yeah, of course they are. I'm trying to find out the fucking it was like the first Berserker or something.
Is he not the last Berserker?
The first Berserker, Kazan, is what it was. That looked pretty fucking decent from what I watched. It looked very fucking gory, very cut you in the face type shit. Yeah, I was excited for that. What's it on the old fucking steamy weamy?
I saw the Game of Thrones trailer.
I weren't a fan, man.
I was.
Was
until you? I found out it was a mobile game.
Is that a mobile game?
Yeah.
Dirty cunts everywhere. That was a mobile game. I didn't even know.
I know.
That was a mobile. Oh, no.
I know, it's disgusting.
Yeah. How did you. What, did it say that at the end that it was a mobile game?
No.
Of course it fucking didn't.
But me, I googled it.
No.
Because it was
called
Game of Thrones King's Road or something, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And it had Jon Snow. It had all the fucking characters in it, man.
Oh, here we go. Look, IGN 2 minutes ago.
There we go. Straight at feet. Finger on the pulse.
Game of Thrones King's Road announced as story-driven action-adventure RPG coming to mobile.
Fucking hell.
As soon as you get that, you're like, oh, well, I'm out. So where is the fucking Game of Thrones RPG? One of the biggest things in the history of television. Where is the open world players around character with
because,
them characters dotted about?
Because we've been over this before. It's very difficult to do a fucking series or movie adaptation into a game and have it be successful. Very difficult. But you would have thought that something like Game of Thrones would be the type of thing that you'd try and milk, because they fucking milk it everywhere else.
Yeah, but look at Shadow of Mordor, bro. How good was that game? All you need is the setting. You don't need all the shit. You just need the setting. You need the White Walkers. You need Westeros. You need familiar locations that you can go,
familiar
oh,
names
King's
with
Landing.
Lore involved,
exactly.
But you haven't got to follow the specifics.
You've already got it all built out. You just need to put in the building blocks.
That is a very good comparison, you know.
Because that game, them two games, Shadow War, Shadow of Mordor,
are
unbelievable.
Mental.
And I'm
mental.
Not even into Lord of the Rings the way you are, but I blitz them games. Yeah. I love them. And then they went and gone, yeah, that'll do. We'll go and make fucking the Justice League.
Yeah,
it's now shutting down.
This Nemesis system that you absolutely adore and everyone fucking loves, and it's possibly one of the best gaming systems that's ever been created ever. Yeah, we're going to lock that away and never use it. Thanks.
Yeah, that annoyed me as well, because also on the Game of Thrones trailer, it said Warner Bros. At the bottom. So that got me even more excited, because I thought, oh, Warner Bros. Are the ones that have got the Nemesis system. RPG, Game of Thrones, Nemesis system. Now, stick on
fantastic.
Mobile.
Fantastic.
Stick on
mobile.
Brilliant. Thanks for ruining everything again.
We've put the Nemesis system on mobile.
Yeah, brilliant.
There you go. Yeah, nice one. Thanks so much.
Yeah, what a waste.
I mean, I'm not too heartbroken, because I didn't like the look of it anyway. I always find it weird when you have such loved characters within the game, but you can't play as them. You're playing as some random geezer that doesn't fit anywhere into the fucking setting. whatsoever. And you're just expected to, you're almost relying on your love for those characters that's been made through a series to get you through the rest of the game, which is a bit disappointing.
I mean, the whole thing's disappointing.
It's very disappointing. I genuinely didn't know that it was a fucking... I mean, first Berserker, Kazan, it says, first Berserker Kazan is a hardcore action role-playing game. The player will become Kazan, the great general of the Pelos Empire, who overcame death and sets out to reveal the incidents that led to his downfall and seek vengeance on his enemies. And that looks very fucking... That looks very good, man. Very gory, very fucking... I'm going to take your head off. Yeah, it's decent. It's more than 800... Nexon's flagship IP with more than 800 million players worldwide, set 800 years before the events of DNF. What's DNF?
What's 800 million players?
The first Berserker Kazan is a hardcore action RPG based on the Dungeon Fighter online, in brackets, DNF universe. Nexon's flagship IP with more than 800 million players worldwide.
That's, what, 800 million?
I don't believe that. Dungeon Fighter Online. Let's Google that then, shall we?
800 million.
That's more than WoW.
That's more of a number than I've ever comprehended. So.
Dungeon Fighter Online.
There's only...
Oh, get fucked. Get absolutely fucked.
There's only about a billion people on the planet, aren't there?
What do you mean? Dungeon Fighter Online, known in South Korea as Dungeon and Fighter, is a multiplayer beat-em-up action role-playing game developed and published for personal computers by Neopal, a South Korean subsidiary of Nexon, and originally published by Hangame in 2005. A 6 out of 10 on Steam, a 78% Metacritic, and this is what the game looks like, the one that has 800 million players.
Yeah.
It's absolute bollocks.
Yeah, it
may have 800 million accounts, but definitely not 800 million players. But yeah, it's based off of that. But the game itself actually looked pretty fucking...
So it's almost like...
Cool.
So there's 8 billion humans. So that's almost 1/8 of the population of the world has played that game.
Plays this game, and yet it doesn't show up on any fucking lists whatsoever.
Yeah. I find it hard to believe.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Did you say that you've got the list of the games?
I did have, and then I went on that to look, and it's now gone.
What else we got? We got Naughty Dog goes intergalactic with intergalactic fucking, what the fuck was the rest of it called?
It was interesting.
Something or other. The Heretic Prophet. I think it looks really good, but also you really didn't gain much from that trailer. It's an announcement trailer. There's very little. There's no gameplay. There's no info. Obviously, we knew that Naughty Dog were working on a separate IP, because when they were being relentlessly hounded about The Last of Us and things like that, was it Neil Druckmann come out and said, we've got other shit that we're working on as well. So this is that. I'll be interested. Naughty Dog hasn't let anyone down yet, so we'll see.
Well, some people would argue that they have in Last of Us 2. A lot of people weren't happy with that.
Yeah, not that's true.
Right, but
I don't feel Naughty Dog has let me down.
No.
So again, interesting. It's just nice to see some fucking freshness from it rather than would I have liked another The Last of Us? Probably not, if I'm honest, because I also don't know how you can carry that on. Really, because I wouldn't want to play Ellie or Abby again.
You don't need to. You could just do a new story in that universe. But yeah, I know you don't have to.
At the same time, you don't have to. What was that fucking Days Gone thing that I sent you as well? What the fuck was that? The creators of that.
Ben's Studio making basically Siphon Filter, I gather. That was their big hitter back in like PS1 days.
Oh, so you've got a bit of fucking first-hand knowledge on it.
I don't know if that's what it is. It
says, Days Gone team is making a military PS5 shooter, a currently untitled stealth game.
Yeah.
From the developers behind Days Gone.
100% that'd be Siphon Filter then, because Siphon Filter was like Metal Gear Solid on the PS1, like a B-Tech version, but it was fucking amazing.
Excited for that sort of shit, but again, we didn't hear anything in the announcement for that.
Slay the Spire 2, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, yeah. I started reading into Slay the Spire because when I was thinking about, obviously I've got Bellatro on my phone. Reason I've got that is number one, because when we went over the nominations, I was like, who the fuck is, what is Bellatro? And then looked into it and I was like, oh, I don't really seem like my kind of game. Spoke to Jay at work about it. He's been playing it. He loves it. Carl's been fucking playing it and he loves it. I pay for an app on my phone called Picture This. And it's like £1.70 a week or some shit like that. And I've been paying it for quite a long time. So I built up points. It was like, I've got like 15 quid's worth of points that I'd built up. So the game cost a tenner. So I was like, oh, fuck it. Let's give it a go. It ain't cost me nothing.
I own Slay the Spire on my phone.
Yeah.
I bought that because I originally played it on the PlayStation.
It's meant to be very good. Has a diehard fan base.
Yeah, I've finished it multiple times, but it's like one of them games you just play over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
Different characters, different decks, blah, 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 blah. But I was just saying, something really feels dirty about buying a game on your phone.
It's grim, innit? It felt horrible. Yeah,
it just
I agree.
It's just not a natural feeling. You feel like you're being conned.
Yeah, because I paid a tenner on the Play Store. The game downloaded in about 5 seconds.
Oh, you're playing it on your phone?
Yeah,
I was going to buy it on the PlayStation, but then I thought, well, I've got this bad boy.
That's exactly why I was talking to you about it, because this is what I didn't want to do. I thought, this game's being spoken about a lot. We're not in the same circle as it, but a lot of people love it. Almost like Dave the Diver sort of vibes and Vampire Survivors, another one-man band indie that is doing the rounds. And I thought, I don't want to get that on PC and I don't want to get it on PlayStation because I know that I will not enjoy sitting there playing a fucking card game. But I thought, where is a place where you can enjoy playing a simple little game that you can just pick up and put down? Your fucking phone, man. Always in your hand, always there. It's winter. The fields that we're in, there's going to be a lot of sitting around doing fuck all in the next couple of months. It's just how it is. Maybe more so for me than you.
Definitely not me, bro. I got more on than I ever have.
But, so I was like, I'll buy it on my phone. And yeah, that is the possibly the first game that I've bought through the Play Store. And it felt fucking horrible. For whatever reason, I don't know why. It felt really
just
weird.
It's foreign, isn't it? I just feel like you buy stuff on your phone because you're so used to games on your phone being shit.
And free.
Yeah, you feel like you're just being conned.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be paying for this.
Because I was like, what? I think it's also the fact that you can get it on every other platform. And I was like, wow. It's no different to anywhere else, but this just feels dirty. Yes. But it's good.
I'd like to get it on PlayStation because I like the trophies. I'd like to get it on Steam Deck because I like the portableness of it. I just think, well,
I would get it on your phone, personally.
Yeah, and I think I will. But I also would like to know how many hours I played. I've got a real hard-on for watching my hours on a game go up. Speaking of which, I've got yours is probably not worth a wank, to be honest.
Are you talking about your PlayStation fucking wrapped?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't done mine yet, but I guarantee it ain't worth fuck all.
Yeah, so I've done mine earlier, if you want to quickly run through that.
Go on, why not?
I have, in 2024, do you want to guess, or do you also want me to tell you?
2024 of what?
I've played how many games? Different games.
32.
54.
Ooh.
37 on PS5, 17 on PS4, or PS4 games.
Mm.
My first game this year, what was I playing on January the 1st?
January the 1st?
Yeah.
Well, Elden Ring weren't there, was it?
Nope.
When did Elden Ring come out? Last year? No, not this year. No, last year,
Shadow
2023.
Shadow of the Erdtree came out this year. No, Elden Ring came out like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, but Shadow of the Erdtree didn't come out until later. I don't know, mate. Oh, wait. No, I don't know. Oh, of course it's DayZ. Yeah.
From the very first start of my PSN account, I've played 260 games, which is not a lot considering I've played 54 just this year. My top five games of the year.
DayZ.
DayZ's actually not on this list.
What?
Uh-huh.
Really? Shadow of the Erdtree.
Yes, Elden Ring is in at number 4.
Elden Ring's there. Is Metaphor on there?
Nope.
No. Okay. Is COD on there?
That's number two. 75 hours.
Nice one. Is Apex on there?
It is not.
It is not. Okay. And DayZ's not on there. Fucking hell. Ah, Football Manager.
That's on PC.
Fuck. Fuck.
So you've got number four, which
Football Manager's on PC, yeah?
Yeah, Elden Ring was 62 hours.
Yeah.
COD was 75, so you're just missing 3, 5, and 1.
Shit. Really? Why can't I think of anything that we've played? Or that you've played?
One of them's very recent.
Oh, no, go on, give them to me.
Number three is New World.
Yeah.
70 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Number five is Final Fantasy Online. 61 hours. Well, I'm not sure. I thought we did that last year. That doesn't feel like a this year thing.
No, that was a this year thing.
That's
I
crazy.
Feel, yeah. Yeah, how, what a fucking, what a great but shit time we had.
Yeah, I feel that. Number one, 170 hours. Feels slightly unfair because it's not even me. Minecraft.
Great.
I mean, fucking hell, man.
We'll do yours and then we'll do mine after. I've just loaded mine up.
I've let the kids play Minecraft for 170 hours this year.
That's 170 hours worth of entertainment that you've had.
They've had, sorry. I will not be telling my wife that.
Why, do you think she should be angry at that?
What, that they've got the most played out of my PlayStation this year, I reckon. My gaming style was an adventurer. I spent 29% of my game time dodging danger and picking fights in epic epic action adventure games. You've got the 2024 gaming calendar for each month, so we can go through this. January, my game of the month was GTA Online.
Nice.
I had 20 sessions. I won't go through all the hours of each one. February was Final Fantasy Online, so that was when we did that. March was Dragon's Dogma 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit, yeah, Dragon's Dogma.
April was Call of Duty. May was Call of Duty. June was Elden Ring.
Nice.
July was Minecraft. August was Minecraft. September was Warhammer, Space Marine. October was New World. November was DayZ. December's been Metaphor, ReFantazio.
I love that we had been pining for a long time over waiting for Elden Ring DLC. And then it comes out and you can just see how much we loved it by the fact that we just fucking rinsed it in a month. Oh, yeah. Done. Right. I'm done with that. Thank you very much.
All them messages of you, from you. Oh, I've done this. Have you seen this?
Yeah, man.
That's what makes them games so good, because they are literal adventures.
Hold on quick. Let me have a quick wee-wee.
In 2024, I played X amount of hours on the PlayStation 5. How many hours did I play?
2024. I reckon you did 574 hours.
Almost double. 962
yeah.
hours.
Wow.
I played for... I had 967 play sessions.
Yeah.
So that's on average like an hour of time I turn it on. And I played 54 games. I earned 274 trophies. These are all the fucking trophies I earned. No one's interested in that shit. I made 6 new friends. That's cute. I've done 15 campaigns. I don't know what that means. And that's it. That's mine done.
It's very decent. Very admirable. Mark was telling me earlier that he's done his... And he was saying that he was seeing people who had like 3, 4,000 hours of game time. And I said to him, I would love to just get my World of Warcraft playtime. Because he worked out, he was like, it's like fucking 10 hours a day worth of play. And I was like, I'm probably not too far off of that, to be fair.
1,000 hours is 41 days. And that's basically what I've played. So yeah, essentially I've played for just over a month of this year.
Yeah, yeah.
I've just been playing.
Well, we're gamers, part of the fucking...
To be honest with you, I'm pretty disappointed with my numbers.
Yeah.
I try and squeeze in a good 3, 4 hours when the kids go to bed. You know, that's why I'm so fucking tired all the time.
I can't... Let's see what I fucking got. Here we go. 28 games I played.
It's more than I suspected.
Which is 22 PS5 and 6 PS4. Whoa, you played to your heart's content.
Well done.
My first game of the year was a true gem. None of us are getting this at
all. Stray.
Nobody saves the world. I have no idea. I think it was a free game from the thingy. And that was January 8th. Wow, so I didn't play anything until fucking 8th of January. Here we go. Top five games. Let's go for it.
Elden Ring.
Elden Ring is on there at number two. Well, that can't be right. 30 hours.
Blitzed it, didn't you?
30 hours. Playtime, it's 15%. Okay, cool.
Callisto Protocol? I've seen you play
no,
that.
No, mate, no, no. I finished that now and all. But no, not Callisto Protocol.
Stray?
Nope, Stray didn't come out this year.
Did it not?
No, no, no. One of them is the same as what you had.
Oh, obviously Final Fantasy. Is that number one?
No, Final Fantasy ain't on it.
You've played something longer than that. Final Fantasy?
I played Final Fantasy on that, didn't I? I weren't on PlayStation.
Final Fantasy's not on your app, rap.
No, because I played it on PC.
Oh,
didn't I?
What the fucking hell? What have you played the same as me then? Warhammer?
You're not going to get any of them other than the one that we played together. It's not Warhammer. I've ruined it.
Remnant. Yeah.
No.
What?
No. New World, bro.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
But New World's my number one.
Remnant on there, though.
Remnant's not on there because that weren't this year.
Oh, I don't know. I've lost time, man. My brain's farted.
New World, 36 hours. I've only got two trophies in New World. Well, that can't be right. But yeah, 36 hours. I thought I'd pumped a bit more, but maybe not. You got number three is Plague Tale Requiem.
Oh, yes.
29 hours put into that. Number four is The Outlast Trials. There's 20 hours thrown into that.
I bet the other one's Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
No.
Not Syndicate. Fucking...
Mirage?
Yeah.
Wasn't this year.
Give up.
Plague Tale Innocence.
Oh, so the first one of
was
two.
The first one. Did 11 hours on that, and then Plague Tale Requiem was after that. It's not bad. My gaming style is connoisseur, action adventure. You spent 29% of your game time playing an eclectic mix of games. Cool. Calendar. Here we go. January. Nobody Saves the World. I played that for an hour.
What a wasted month.
February, Plague Tale Innocence. I played that for 11 hours. Fucking hell, and I'm a gamer. Jesus. March was The Outlast Trials for 20 hours. Well, it says that, but then hours logged is 27.
Yeah, but you only played... That's just what you played in that month, though, isn't it?
Oh, right, yeah. April, Bioshock The Collection. Weird. May was Plague Tale Requiem. June, Elden Ring. And that says 47 hours that I got logged on there. And then July was Elden Ring. And there's another 10 hours thrown on top of that. And then August was Baldur's Gate 3.
Nice.
September. September was a rough month. September, Funko Fusion. You want to know how many hours was logged on Funko Fusion?
One.
Yeah. One. I hated that game.
You were pretending you loved it.
I thought I loved it, but I just didn't. Daryl loves it.
It looked shit.
Game can fuck off.
Shit. Everything about it looked shit.
I can't save the game. How stupid. Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. Abominable. October was New World. November, Callisto Protocol. 13 hours thrown on that. And then December, I don't... there is no game data for this month. Because I haven't actually... I don't think I have actually played anything this month. In December. No.
Yeah, I just think you just need to broaden your horizons. Because all you do is play WoW, really, isn't it?
Well, look, here we go. Just for me... we've got, thanks for being a PlayStation Plus member. Now keep it going. These specially picked games based on your play profile... Skyrim, not playing it. Demon Souls, I'm not playing it. The Last of Us Part 1, not touching it. Resident Evil 2, I'm not touching it. Assassin's Creed Odyssey, I'm not touching it. Returnal, maybe. If it's cheap. So that's good. How many hours did you play? Like 900 and something.
Yeah. I'm going to say you played
193. Hours is what
more
I put
than
in.
I anticipated, to be honest.
With 124 play sessions. So, and then what else have we got? How many trophies did you get?
300 or something.
I've got 166 trophies. That'll do. I don't care about trophy milestones. You got busy online. Social stats. 59 multiplayer hours. 8 parties joined. 3 share play sessions and 3 new friends.
3 share play? Who's share playing with?
Stream. Sorry, stream. No, Discord. Sorry, Discord.
Matt, what do you mean? You share? Who are you sharing the game with and what game was it?
New World. A couple of people in the Discord. Like Leon. No, mate, I play well with.
No, share. That's like when you let someone else play your game from their own home.
Oh, I didn't let anyone do that.
So yeah, that's why it's weird that you've got that.
I've been hacked. You scored. How you scored 13 campaigns? You. I don't give a fuck about that. And then what a year! And there we go. What a year!
Fantastic year.
I definitely need to broaden the horizons on it. It's very difficult because like after this podcast, I'll probably go on WoW.
Yeah, it's just what annoys me though. We've had this discussion 1,000 times. I want that. I want to just be like, yeah, these are all great, but I'm going back there. I just haven't got that. And it pisses me off because guess what I did? I spent £100 to buy a fucking Path of Exile 2 to get the fucking beta.
Did you?
And I've been banging that all week. And guess who's had enough of it? Me.
Is that what you did, yeah? You fucking melt.
For a game that's
what did you do that for?
Because I wanted all the shiny.
They've got you hook, line, and sinker.
I wanted all the shiny shit.
Fucking hell. How much have you played on that? You kept that quiet. Why have you kept that so quiet?
I haven't kept it quiet.
You fucking have, because you ain't told me anything of that. Normally you try and wrangle me in on that shit.
Oh, because I know what you're like. You just moan about it.
Because it's exactly the same as fucking Diablo.
No, it's very good, right? The game is very good, high quality, but it's early access. Like, the game's fantastic. There's nothing wrong with it at all, apart from it being early access. So you just go, okay, well, that's going to be fixed. But then I just, whilst I'm doing it, and I'm having a great time, I'm thinking, why am I doing this?
What do you mean?
Well, because what is the point? Much like Diablo, what is the fucking point? I got a sick drop, fantastic, yeah. Oh, I've got these gems, I can put these in here, brilliant. I've got a fucking best in slot for my character, great. What's the use of it? Because when the seasons come out,
yeah,
it's useless.
Oh, does it play the same format as Diablo? Exactly the same. Yeah, which is bollocks, stupid.
So what is the point? And then you get all these stash tabs, because Path of Exile makes a lot of money from its stash tabs. You buy like a currency stash tab, you buy this. What is very cool is, you spend, I don't know, it wasn't 100 quid, it was like fucking 80 quid, 60, 70, I don't know, whatever it was. But they give you the equivalent of that money that you've spent on it in currency for in-game. So if you spent 70 quid on the game, they give you £70 worth of currency, so you can spend 70 quid worth of stuff, you know, blah, blah, blah.
And then they inflate the prices of everything else in the fucking shops and blah, blah, blah.
They actually do the opposite, they go on sale.
Oh, right.
They're actually very consumer-friendly. They actually are. That's what they're known for anyway.
Well, you just paid 70 quid for an early access. So I don't know how consumer friendly they really are.
No one forced me.
No one did force you, but the option was there.
And it was 30 quid if you want to go early access. That's like a full-fledged game for 30 quid. I think that's a good deal.
In other words, the demo.
Oh, I was so into it, I even gifted someone 2 subs on Twitch just to get a fucking pet.
That's a new thing that they're doing. They're doing that with WoW as well. Yeah. Gift subs to straight. How about fuck off? Yeah. Just give me the fucking pet.
That's what I thought about doing, but then I got it anyway. And then, guess what? I turned pets off because they're confusing me and I kept thinking they're enemies. So, useless.
How does the talent system thing work? Because that's the main thing I see from Path of Exile 2 is when you open up the talents and there's just that fucking big sprawl of shit.
Easy.
It is easy.
Yeah, because they're not talents. They're just passives.
Yeah.
So it's passives, bro. You don't need to worry about it. You just go up 5% more damage this way. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, what happens if you pick the wrong one?
You can refund for cheap.
See, this would be my problem. I'd look at that and I'd go, there is a meta within here somewhere.
Yeah.
So I need to follow that.
Yeah, I know.
You could have as much fun as you want. Play the whole game through from whatever to max level, figuring out everything you want to do. And then you'll hit a point where you'll go, my character is shit compared to everyone else's. And then you'll realise all your talents are fucked. And you go, right, now I've got to change them.
Well, I'm doing really well. I'm like midway through Act 2. I've seen a lot of people, even POE1 fucking vets, saying they're really struggling. It's really hard because it's slow. It's like It's not like Diablo and that. It's like slow combat, like Elden Ring, Dark Souls kind of. Less enemies on the screen.
So why do you not see the point in what you're doing?
Because like I've just said, when the seasons come out, what is the fucking point? So you get all these stash tabs, you put all your stuff in there. What's the fucking point?
This is the thing where I speak to Steph about it. I did speak to Steph about it. Where when Diablo 4 come out, or when it was due to come out, remember we spent a very long time, multiple episodes, trying to work out what the fuck the seasons meant, because we couldn't comprehend it.
Yeah.
And then I went to the Discord, and then fucking Connor was trying to explain it to me, Matt was trying to explain it, all these fucking people, Aston, they're all trying to explain to me what the fuck the seasons mean. And we deduced from that, it was that you make a character, play the entire season, and then that character gets thrown away into a server where it doesn't matter because you won't be playing on that server. And I turned around and said, what a fucking stupid idea. That sounds horrendous. And everyone that I spoke to was like, no, it's the best fucking idea ever. It means that you get to play blah, blah, blah. It's refreshing. And then what happened? Season come out. Every single one of those people hated it. Everyone hated it. Because it just seems like such a weird...
But no, you go through Reddit or you go through anything like that and look at Diablo or Path of Exile, and they all say the same thing. There's someone saying exactly what we're saying, and they just get shit on. They're just like, no, this is what keeps it fresh. This is the only
it's
way.
It's not what keeps it fresh
but
at
then,
all.
But then what makes me, because this is what I'm trying to comprehend, what makes me now get all this cool shit drop, invest in it, because you can trade and all that stuff on the website and trade for orbs and blah, blah, blah. What's the point in trading for something that's going to be useless in a month or two? Because I'm getting all this shit, I'm buzzing, and then, oh well, that's the end of that. So now I have to create a new character and do the same campaign over again with just a few new maybe modifiers in it or whatever new system I have. But the campaign's exactly the same. What is that's just so
and
fucking
you,
boring.
You as someone who quite likes the role play aspect of it, how are you supposed to build a connection with the character that you're making and formulate some form of storytelling through that character when after a month or two you've got to fucking bench it and then go again?
Exactly.
What the fuck's that? No. Why?
I got swept up in the hype for it and I just forgot my mentality and I've just fucking, that's the end of that.
It's absolutely fine because you'll make the same mistake again, as will I at some point.
It's going to get uninstalled and I'm going to reinstall Baldur's Gate again or Cyberpunk. I don't know which one yet. Probably Baldur's Gate because I want to carry
that's
on.
That's in January, isn't it, the update for Baldur's Gate?
Yeah, I started as Solax, didn't I, before the D&D session, I think, and before the original D&D. So I want to carry that on. Put a few mods on, I think, and have a little play with that.
I'm more excited for the for the cross-platform multiplayer aspect of it, or co-op. That'll be quite interesting. Makes life fun and exciting.
Yes, it does. Is that the end?
Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Fuck 'em.
You know what I mean?
I was going to say have a good Christmas, but I'll probably speak to you before then.
Probably.
Maybe. You were here next week.
Yeah.
I'll probably be here next week.
We'll be here. We'll be back. Merry Christmas. Blah, blah, blah. Ho, 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 ho. See you later, everyone.